It's National Tax Day. Hope you're getting your taxes all filed or already have. It's April 15th, folks. Scott Schultz sitting here with Bridget Finke of Valley Crossing Law Firm. Bridget, it's more than tax day, you tell me. What else is today? The big news.
It's National Healthcare Decisions Day.
And what does that mean?
It's really a day to just bring awareness to doing pre-planning about your healthcare decisions, that if for some reason you were still here but had some sort of event where you were not able to make healthcare decisions for yourself. You're unconscious after a car accident, you've developed dementia, things like that. Encouraging people to make their own decisions about what kind of healthcare decisions would they want made on their behalf. How do you feel about your end-of-life care? And then who do you trust to stand in your shoes to make those decisions for you?
Who do folks usually grab? Who do they turn to? Spouse number one, of course.
Yeah, it's pretty common that if people are married that they pick their spouse first, and if they have adult children, those are often logical choices for backup agents. You know, lots of people enjoy having friends who work in the medical field. That can be really reassuring that they would know that someone would understand and be able to process kind of all the medical jargon that sometimes medical professionals throw at you in pretty stressful times.
We hate talking about this kind of thing. Death is going to happen, and chances are pretty good that we might have to have some of these decisions made for us.
Sure, they're always difficult conversations, and I also think sometimes that people view them as conversations just for old people, right? And, you know, I've got 70-year-olds in my office who talk about old people, and I've got 90-year-olds in my office that talk about old people, you know. But really, as to this type of pre-planning, in my mind, it's as or more important for young people. And that's anyone 18 and up, because that's when you can actually make these decisions, as it is for older folks, because with younger folks, it's more apt to be a sudden accident or sudden event, and now it's too late. Now we can't pre-plan. And so if those decisions need to be made and you haven't done that planning, and for instance, you need to be admitted into a long-term care facility for recovery from your traumatic brain injury, someone has to have legal authority to do that in Wisconsin. And if you haven't done the paperwork, you're off to court to get a guardianship. So now already a difficult time in your family's life in, you know, processing this terrible event. But now we got to throw a court proceeding on top of it.
Yeah, I'll vouch for having had to make some of those decisions over the years. And it always was better when we had something laid out in writing.
Absolutely. And it really helps your family members, too, to express your feelings about those things. And, you know, we tend to have these conversations when something happens to a friend or a family member. You know, you may not know what you want, but if you see something, you can say, well, that's what I don't want. And so use those examples in your life to think through those things. Have those conversations with the people that you want to stand in your shoes and make those decisions if you're not able to communicate them.
People can just give you a call probably and get help and ideas and information about that.
Certainly. It's something that we do. But, you know, part of why I wanted to chat with you today is there are forms available through the Wisconsin Department of Health Services page. You can get these documents and often get help at your clinic or hospital where you do your doctoring. You know, and my message today is just get the plan and get something in writing, whether you see a lawyer, whether you see me, whether you do it on your own. Get those directives in place. Make sure you have that planning taken care of.
Right. And I'll say it's not any more painful than having to file taxes.
Probably less painful,
right? That's right. All right. Thank you. Bridget Finke, Valley Crossing Law. Always good information. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Scott.